Money FM 89.3, the best of prime time.
Well, as international travel restrictions have started to ease now, countries are moving towards COVID-19 endemicity. In-person MICE and business events are expected to grow, and it is also expected to hit back to pre-pandemic levels in just the next year or so.
Now, as one of the leading MICE destinations in Asia, Singapore has resumed hosting in-person international events since early 2022. Now, according to the Singapore Tourism Board, more than 37,000 delegates have attended over 150 events in the first quarter of 2022 alone.
And I think I have personally attended some of these events myself with 66. Yeah, exactly. Or hosted some of them for that matter.
Yes.
With 66 more international events also lined up for the second half of 2022. Now, these numbers are projected to go up even more.
Still, issues like rising inflation and supply chain bottlenecks still pose significant roadblocks to business event organizers and exhibitors. Well, to find out more about the challenges of hosting a regional business event in the era of COVID-19 and expectations of an in-person event, we're joined by
Gernot Ringling, Managing Director of Messe Dusseldorf Asia, the organizer of the region's trade exhibition for the medical and healthcare industry, Medical Fair Asia 2022. Gernot, how are you this Friday? Hope you're doing well.
Yes, I'm very well. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Perfect. So what are your expectations for MFA 2022? Are you optimistic that participation levels will be as expected?
We are not only optimistic, we are really, really enthusiastic at this point in time. I mean, after 2.5 year hiatus, we suddenly look at a show with almost 70% of what we had in 2018, which was our record year. And in terms of exhibiting companies, exhibit space, and so on. And the only countries which are not fairly back at the way they were is China at this point in time, which made about 25% at the last show. So the rest is really back, and we are looking forward to welcoming them.
How much help is tech on the MICE industry in the era of COVID-19?
It's essential. I mean, even before COVID, the MICE industry was engaging technology more and more, but COVID was an accelerator for all these for this use. And yes, we use technology for the planning, for webinars, and this time we have a digital extension of Medical Fair Asia, which provides a wider reach, especially for those who can't come to Singapore for different reasons. Maybe they're Chinese and they don't want to leave the country and facing 10 days of quarantine on the way back.
So what you're hosting now is more of a hybrid event. There will be events and seminars for those who cannot make it?
Yes, so, it will be, but the focus is still on the physical event. I mean, this is what, that's why we have this time 18 national pavilions and country groups coming here from all over the world, and they want to meet physically, yes.
All right, Gernot, let's talk about the continuing the trend of technology and what has been done in the past 2 years. Where do you see in-person MICE events going in the future? Now that we've done hybrid, we've done remote, is it still necessary to have these in-person big events?
I mean, from what we see, it's definitely necessary. I mean, we also learned in the last 2 years, and not only in Singapore, but also globally, solely digital events won't work. It's like you don't go for dinner with your friends on digital. I mean, the people want to meet. The people want to do business. They want to see their counterpart.
And
that is not done by a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, but do you see hybrid events being a necessity from now on?
Yes, we will continue having a digital extension. The digital part is essential, but it will never replace fully the physical part.
Yeah, that does actually, I think, it allows for a lot more convenience. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, for organizers, you know, event companies, as well as the clients themselves, it can impose perhaps some additional costs.
The hybrid event is definitely at the same price for our exhibitors as the physical event was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the platform, and then there is a little bit more work for them to put themselves on the digital platform, but it has also an added value to them. So we provide, with a digital extension, we provide an added value to the exhibitors. They have a longer exposure. Mm-hmm. We extended the digital part for another week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I think that's a way forward.
Well, in Singapore, you know, we still have some COVID-19 measures in place. This upcoming fair that you're organizing, your company's organizing, is the Medical Fair Asia 2022. Are there extra requirements? Because they have to set some kind of example, don't they?
No. We follow the rules and regulations which are stipulated here in Singapore, and we will have a full mask in the halls, but that's basically it. I mean, the people who are coming into Singapore from outside have to be fully vaccinated.
Yes.
So that's the measures we have. And, I mean, you look 3 weeks later, we have Formula One in Singapore. There won't be extra...
Yes.
measures to keep the people in power.
That is true.
I think so far all the levels of protection that are imposed on these events, way back from, you know, when you enter Singapore all the way to the actual event itself, will be enough to safeguard people who are attending. But, Gernot, there will be people who might still be skeptical or hesitant, both participants and exhibitors. How do you convince them to take part?
I haven't come across, sorry to have to say. I mean, from our exhibitors, we haven't come across anybody who said, am I safe? And then if you look at the visitor part, I mean, you look around in Singapore, do you feel recently that the people limit themselves going to a shopping mall?
No, not at all. In fact, on a personal experience, I think I'd be more hesitant if I have to go through an ART test or a PCR test before I can attend an event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'd rather go without testing. I mean, I feel good. But, you know, there was a time, well, last year, when whenever you attend an event that is of a certain size, you need to do an ART test.
Right.
Yes.
At the premises or before you arrive there, before you can go in. And that makes me more hesitant.
Because it made you feel as if perhaps the situation is not as well under control.
No, more like it's an inconvenience to have to go out and buy a test kit before I go. You know, things like that, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't see there is a real problem because the people, I think there are a little bit, though we are in the middle of the pandemic still somehow, but they are a bit post-COVID. They have learned to live with it.
Yes.
And I don't think that's so hesitant. I mean, you go to into a flight, nowadays you board a flight, people, they are fully booked. I mean, people sit very close and they don't seem to have any problem with it.
Well, from the sound of it, you're not going to be having any problem with a big turnout for the event. What are you expecting? And how do you think that will compare with the last physical event that you organized?
Okay, we have 70% of the space from last time. If I have 70%, looking at 10,000 visitors, out of which maybe 30 to 35% coming out of Singapore, I would be very happy, or I'm quite convinced we have, because the pre-reg, our online pre-reg shows already we have close to 4,000, and that seems to indicate from the past that we will reach our 10,000, which is our aim.
Excellent.
We are looking good and on our way to making things back to normal. And just to add my 2 cents to this, it is so much easier to be participating, hosting, moderating an event that is in person than doing it from behind
that
a computer
camera. That is true.
I
agree totally.
It
I
is
agree
very
totally.
Difficult.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. Even anyway. For us, we've had on-camera experience. Yeah. Yes.
You know, feeding off the actual people who are there mm-hmm. as your audience is an experience that is unmatched.
That is true. I agree totally.
Gernot, thank you very much for joining us here on Primetime this Friday. Gernot Ringling, Managing Director of Messe Dusseldorf Asia, organizer of Medical Fair Asia 2022 that is happening also in Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.